This morning, we're going to hear from Ken Lampar. He directs Macomb Literacy Partners. That's a program that helps adults learn how to read or improve their literacy skills. Ken, how big of a problem is adult illiteracy?
Well, in Macomb County specifically, it's estimated that nearly 70,000 adults are functionally illiterate. And the way that we define that is that oftentimes people cannot read an application to apply for a job. They have a hard time reading a prescription medicine directions from their doctor. And so it's a very pervasive problem throughout Macomb County as well as the metropolitan Detroit area.
Tell me how illiteracy affects the larger community.
We see it in a number of different areas. Because of my past profession as the administrator in the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office, we always would talk about two major elements that we saw consistently when it came to crime, that being illiteracy and substance abuse. And oftentimes it goes back to core issues of just personal self-worth. If a person cannot read, oftentimes a person cannot communicate, a person feels hopeless in community, they often turn to crime.
What is the key to teaching an adult how to read?
Well, oftentimes it depends on what the goal of the particular adult learner is. We have adult learners that come to us with English as a second language. They may be communicating with their children or their grandchildren and with their first language. But what they've realized is that in order to further relationship with their children or grandchildren, they need to learn English. And so sometimes it's simply to identify what their goal is. Is it to read to their grandchildren? Is it a younger adult that's looking for job opportunities? Oftentimes it's adults that are looking to complete their GED. And we work very closely with the adult education, more formal adult education community, in order to identify what the goals are of each adult and then make sure that they're getting the services that are required to reach their individual goals.
I think reading is a very personal skill. How does life change for someone who has been tutored through your program?
Well, one of the things we also do as a project on Saturdays is what we call our community conversation, where we invite many of our adult learners to come to a public library for 2 hours, and we share a reading experience. We have adult tutors, and I just, as a new director, participated in my first community conversation on Saturday, where we had a approximately 60-year-old Polish woman, a 30-year-old South Korean woman, and a 70-year-old new U.S. citizen Chinese man sitting around and reading, actually, a Reader's Digest article about illiteracy and the impact on people's lives. And it is amazing to see in each individual case, they had different goals. The Polish woman wanted to be able to read to her grandchildren. The South Korean woman, around 30, was looking to increase her possibility of getting a job here. And the Chinese man, again, had just become a U.S. citizen in March. He wanted, again, to expand his opportunities so that he could not only interact with his American grandchildren, but also to communicate better in the community.
Ken, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Ken Lampar is the director of the Macomb Literacy Partners. To hear more What's Working interviews, visit our website, michiganradio.org, and click on the What's Working link. I'm Christina Shockley.